Morning, boss.
Morning. How are you?
I call the tether.
Baruch Hashem, you?
Kaseh Hashem, yeah.
You get your shot?
No, not yet.
Come on.
I'm too young for it.
I hear.
Hi, right, what's happening out there?
It's weird, you know, just kind of business as usual, except everything's closed.
Why is everything closed? It's the
because we're in a seger. A lot of kids, a lot of people have it. So much more than any of the prior times, I'm finding. So just keeping my mask on, keeping getting a visual.
Oh, this Shavuot Tov, morning, everybody.
Morning. What's happening?
I wasn't feeling well, so I decided, I don't know what's going on. I didn't want to come in and, so I decided I'll just stay at home and see how things unfold. So, at first, I just thought it's the reaction to the vaccination, but it's unlikely that it's something else. So whatever, Bezrat Hashem. Hope you're all well. Until further notice, we'll be here until I know what my story is. So Yofi. So we're on Kuf Nun Ches. We started very briefly last week. We started dealing with Yitzhak a little bit. It was a very good question at the end there, which we'll have to pick up. Just before I forget, Avram, I'll speak to you afterwards. Just don't go away. Avram Marks. I'm going to speak to you about what's happening with Gemara today. Okay.
So okay, sure.
You can hold on 1 sec. We'll speak then. Sorry. Just about Yitzhak, why he didn't daven for children. Okay, so Adam Zain was a question. He's not here, and I don't want to go into that right now. That's a big sugya. He brought down that Yitzhak didn't daven for children until his wife came and sort of ma'ayred him, because he was just disconnected from Olam Hazeh. So that's difficult to understand, because davening for children is not just about Olam Hazeh. Having children is also about Olam Haba. They lo rak kashur to building Klal Yisrael and raising Klal Yisrael, lo kashur rak to this. So that needs a hesber. What exactly Pshatya is, why he wasn't davening for children. I mean, the poshtet is he wasn't davening for children because he couldn't have children. It wasn't that she didn't have children. She didn't have a womb. If Yitzhak understood that his wife doesn't have a womb, so then davening for children, that means Hashem will take care of it. How's he going to be a Klal Yisrael? How's he going to be a binyan? Because Hashem will take care of that. Because if she had the kelim to have children and she didn't have children, he would have davened for her. Hard to know. I don't know. Can you guys just hold on 1 second? Just 1 second. I just have to do something different for 1 second. Up. I apologize. Sorry, just something had to be done. So,
Rav Sher, why are we saying that he didn't daven for his wife when he did? The pasuk says so.
Because before she said that he didn't daven. It was only after she came and ma'ided him that he davened. He saw from her that he needed to daven. He himself didn't initiate the tefillah. In Achinami, he did daven, and the Midrash describes exactly what he davened for, etc., etc. In Achinami, he did daven in the end, but he didn't initiate the davening. He only came after her when she kind of, she kind of hinted to him that he needs to daven, then he davened. He himself didn't see the need. Anyway, it's a problem here. It has to be dealt with.
Rav Sher, sorry, one more point. biologically, there's some aforesham who say because she got married at the age of three, she wasn't biologically capable of having children. So the time when, you know, she put pressure on him to start Dovening was at a time when she was only then biologically capable of having children.
She wasn't biologically capable of having children because she didn't have a womb. So whatever age you are, if you don't have a womb, you're not biologically capable of having children. None of the Imahos had wombs. They were all born barren. Okay, like I said, that's a big subject and we can go into it, but that's not the topic now. That's not what we do now. I'm just pointing out there was a good question at the end of the show. I didn't have time to deal with it. I just want to point out there's a Shaila Ma'od talk and it needs a husband. We need to discuss it. There's a very Hosh of a Midrash that deals with that as well. We'll see. Okay. Kufnun Ches, he says like this. Chazal tiknu shebekol yoim, kol yom boker, nema shalosh sidrei shel brachos. We have three orders of brachos in the morning. First of all, there's Birkas HaShachar. This might come as a surprise to some people who make it to shul by Baruch Hu. This might come as a chiddush to you, but before all of that, there's Birkas HaShachar, there's Birkas HaTorah, and then there's Birkas Kriya Shema. Gimel Sidros Brochas Eidim Uchuvenes Keneged Gimel HaAvos. And these three sets of brochas are Keneged the three Avos. We'll see why that's relevant here. Remember, we're going to be focusing on Yitzchak. Yitzchak's our main zone. That's what we're focusing on. But we'll see there's interesting, important information here as well. The first set of brochas, what we call Birkas HaShachar, that's Avram Avinu. In Birkas HaShachar, you come to recognize who you are, and you also come to recognize how choshuv we are to Hashem. Birkas HaShachar Yotze, anu megalim at kama guf shelanu haynu choshuv v'choshuv kadosh. We start off with Birkas HaShachar celebrating the guf. And we see something quite astounding is that aguf oimed lifnei kiseh kovod. It says in the bracha galur v'yadu lifnei kiseh kavodecho. That's the nusach of the bracha lifnei kiseh kavodecho. Your guf is there, is in that place in the higher world. It's down here as well, but it's there. It means your guf's not here, and it's a piece of steak that's detached from what's going on up there. The more and more chashuv to understand this. What you see down here is no different to what you see there. The thing that's hidden in the higher world is the same as the thing that's down here in the revealed world. It's always that way, by the way. The higher levels are always the same as the lower levels. They're just more spiritually refined. But your guf is lifnei kiseh kvedecha, the guf. Never mind the neshama. Then we have a bracha where we celebrate our neshamas. Who's making sure that our neshama and our guf stay attached to each other? Calls them on, they need to be attached to each other. That's a kolish baruch hu. That means he's doing that for a reason. If you're honest, you have to admit, I don't understand why I'm so choshuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite everything we learned before. We're still not totally in touch with what my chashiv is to Hashem and what he needs from me at the end of the day. What do I add to things with my life? But we see the uvda. If he's guarding my neshama in my guf, and my guf is lifnei kiseh kvedecho, There's something important in the fact that he keeps me alive. Why is he keeping me alive? Stump. That's already a major celebration. By the time a person is finishing saying Ashe Yotze and Elokai Neshama, he should be Govaldiki Besimcha. Your Simcha is fully Ma'oired now. What could be more Besimcha? We don't feel it because we don't put effort into it. We don't put energy into it. We're so used to saying these brachas, we rattle them off. We don't even realize what we're saying anymore. Well, enormous simcha, unbelievable simcha. That's before you get to the rest of Birkas HaShachar. Just there, Asher Yotzan Elokai Neshaman. Wow, you're already on cloud nine. But that's not what happens in Achinami because we don't work on it. You have to work on it. It doesn't come natural. If it's natural, it doesn't work. It has to be artificial in the beginning. ki ibkus la kodesh baruch hu mimenu. V'udoigli le kol tzarchi. Then we string off a whole bunch of brachas where we see kama kodesh baruch hu takes care of every one of our needs. V'zoikefes kumasai. He straightens me out. Pokeiches einai. He opens my eyes. You could stop there. I know the daily soul would stop there for 15 minutes. When you say pokeichivim, look around and see. Wow, I can see. Celebrate that. Why is he called Tsarki? Each brocha. You got shoes. Malbi sharumim. Vavigdor Miller said that it was in Slobodka. So they used to go out with Rabbi Tzakazik Shur. They used to go out into the woods, into the fields. So they're working together and they saw some sheep there, you know, grazing in the field. So Rav Isaac Shur said to them, what do you see there? So they said, what do we see? We see sheep. He says, I see Malbi Sharumim. You're wearing a woolen coat? Where did that woolen coat come from? Where did that coat come from? Malbi Sharumim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu has a machine that produces wool. And that's a Pele Atzum. Look at that. And then the farmer comes and he takes the wool and he cuts the wool and somebody takes it and cleans it and combs it and goes through the whole process. And I'm wearing that sheep. That's Malbi Sharumim. You know? When we think about it. So that's what's missing in our lives, is we don't think about these things. Afterwards, we say, Birkas HaTorah, that's Mechuvenes Keneged Yaakov Avinu Keshmena, Tinten Emes LeYaakov, Ein Emes El HaTorah, Birkas Kriyashma, I'm not going into what Birkas HaTorah, that's a big subject that we know, Chubon Beis HaMikdash, because we didn't say Birkas HaTorah, the law Anoseh Achshav. Aval also, we learn Torah. Do you know what you would look like if you ever sat down and imagined what your life would look like without your Keshet to Torah? Just think for 1 minute, you know. Kama Yosi Haye Bashuk, you know, the famous Gemara. Imagine just for your own life. Work out how many, you know, what would Shur look like if he didn't have any Torah? It's bad enough with Torah. Imagine what he'd look like without Torah. Sorry, that was just my own little set of private joke. Fine. So then there's Birkas Kriyat Shema. Mechuven is connected Yitzhak Avinu. Sherei Yehudi Meseres Nefesh Alek Shela Yochid. Al Yichud Hashem. Then we come to Kriyat Shema. This is what we really want to get to. The Birkas Kriyat Shema. Birkas Kriyat Shema are amazing. Birkas Kriyat Shema, there's so much avoid in Birkas Kriyat Shema. It's a chonah for Meseres Nefesh. It's a chonah for Avos Hashem. We just think you make brochas. Why do you make brochas? Well, you're going to say Kriyat Shema. So Chazal came along and said, make a few brochas before Kriyat Shema. What for? Why? What do those brochas do? What are they there for? Maimum rimlanu. So I'll tell you now one pshat that I came up with. It's not totally my pshat. I heard it from the Rosh Hashiva. I'll show you something else there that's quite unbelievable. But that's Mesiras Nefesh. We'll see. That's what we're going to zone in now and focus on. That's what's going under the microscope now. Yitzhak, because Kriyas Shema, and the Mesiras Nefesh. Lamda Sheba Kol Yom Vayom Kadei Shiyudi Yatzliach B'Shlichusoy B'Tafkidoy Okay. These three Seder brachos are more critical at the beginning of the day, that a person says them and a person internalizes them and works on them. And these are the foundations that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov gave us. If you look at, just want to point out here, if you look at Birkas Kriyat Shema, you'll see something astounding. The two brachas before Kriyat Shema are Yotze'or, the Mo'ires, the celebration of the heavens, and Ava Rabba, which is essentially Birkas HaTorah, the celebration of Torah. So, very, very interesting that's the Hachana for Kriyat Shema. What's Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema is Avos Hashem Ad Kedei Mesiras Nefesh. What's that got to do with the Yotze Me'ores and Birkas HaTorah? So there's a very interesting machlokes. Not really a machlokes. They actually agree with each other. It's just brought down in different places. The Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam is how you makan the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. The Chinuch brings down from the Sifri that the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, you makayim from being misoinen in Torah, misboinen b'Torah. A person's misboinen b'Torah, the more you learn Torah, the more you look at Torah, the more you investigate Torah, the more you'll come to love Hashem. That's the way to come to Avos Hashem is to learn more and more Torah. The Rambam in the Yad, in the Sefer Chinuch, he says, even the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says the same as the Chinuch, but in the Yad HaChazaka, he says there that the way you come to Avos Hashem is being bisboinen in the Bria. Shara Bechina. You start being boinen in the Bria. You start seeing how Hashem manifests in the Bria. You start seeing the Chochmah in the Bria. You start seeing the genius of the way the world's put together, the way your goof's put together. Basically, Shara Bechina. You go learn and you understand the Bria. He says that brings a person a Meila to Avos Hashem. Miyad, he says, Miyad doesn't mean immediately, it means for sure, imperative. If you do that, you'll come to love Hashem. So those are the two brochas that Chazal were koveya. In the first brocha before Kriya Shema, Yotzei Me'oros, you're meditating the unbelievable genius of the world. Unbelievable. It's Malvara. You just look at the stars, the skies, they can predict where the stars are going to be in 50 years and where they were 100 years ago. It's completely predictable. It's not a random thing that just blew out of the sky and everything. It's like throwing a hand grenade against the wall and be able to predict where every piece of shrapnel is going to go for the next 30 years. That's a small example of this. That Tana just happened automatically. But how can you predict all of that? How is that so predictable? How can you see exactly where everything's going to be? They can tell you what time the moon's going to the sunset for the next 200 years. They can do that. When Lori Imsha, that shouldn't be. When you have a random explosion, things don't kind of like follow predictable paths. You just look at the stars. What keeps them up there? How come I'm standing at the bottom of the earth at the same time someone's standing on the top and we both feel we're standing upright? That's an unbelievable miracle. That's not poshut. Have you ever thought about that? Why don't you feel like you're falling off? And if you're on the side, you're standing like this. But you don't feel like that. Nobody ever feels like they're standing upside down. Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's Yetzer Hara. That's what you're supposed to be thinking about. That brings you, says the Rambam, to Avos Hashem. And then the brach on Torah, Ava Rabba, being beside in Torah. So those are the two brachas that Chazal gave us to mechinat zmeinu for Kriya Shema. You're going to say Kriya Shema. Chazal realized we can't just blonde in and say Kriya Shema and be ready to give up our lives. You need to spend time preparing yourself for that. Most chazans in most shuls don't give enough time to do that during davening. You get like 35 seconds for Birkas Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema, you know. So you don't have a chance. So you have to do the preparation before. It has to be worked before. That's the idea. Yeah, that was for me was an enormous insight because you just say the brochas, you know. We don't understand them. You say the brochas. You hope you have kavana and the shame Hashem at least when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you know. At least you have kavana, the right kavana for Hashem. Well, that for me was a big insight. The brochas are not just the hachana, they're there to focus your attention to do the avoided that needs to be done. So that's anyway, that's just a thought. That's not our subject now, but it was an opportunity just to give you a gift. For me, that was a massive gift. And on and on and on, you can make up your own ideas, you can make your own, look at your own stuff, see your own things. It doesn't have to be dafka in the skies. Look at what's going on in the world. I pointed out to somebody the other day, the immune system, if you look at the immune system, it destroys any form of evolution. You can't have evolution with an immune system. There's a new virus in the world and the body creates immunities to that. The body has an immunity to that, yeah? It can generate what they call nigdonim, yeah? But this virus was never here before, so it's a new virus. How did the body know how to prepare and have these things ready for a virus that only came now, that was never here before? Well, isn't that unbelievable? There's a new problem in the world today, yeah? There's a virus in the world today we've never had before. And the body's prepared to deal with it. How did the body get prepared to deal with it? It should take a few million years to evolve Nigdonim to deal with this new problem, according to their theory, no? Am I wrong? I don't know. Just the thought I had. No, it's unbelievable. You have in your body ready a system that can deal with a virus that's new in town. How did the body know to do that? Anyway, we know how because we didn't evolve from a monkey over a few million years. But how do they answer that? They don't. They just don't even deal with it. Anyway, so we have plenty to go into. If you want to misboinen in the Bria and come to Avos Hashem and come to Kriya Shema properly, we have plenty to be misboinen on. Okay. Says the Sefer Vayta. Mesiras Nefesh, Ha'isim Mitzioisa Shal Yitzhak Avinu Od B'chayv. Mesiras Nefesh, Yitzhak's name, by the way, he spells out Mesiras Nefesh. Yitzhak's name is Keitz Chai. Keitz is the end, Chai is alive. He's dead while he's alive. He's alive while he's dead. Hate Chai. His life ended, but he lives. That was Yitzhak. Yitzhak's alive, but he's dead. But he's alive. His ashes lay in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's down here. He's walking around. That's Yitzhak. That's the Mahus of Yitzhak. Hu amnam chai, aval ha'yisalo b'china she'afrei tzoba v'umunach lifnei Hashem, al gabe mizbeach. He's alive, but his ashes are there on the mizbeach. Ein lo shum metzias atzmis, hu eifer. He's eifer. He has no essence of his own. There's more to speak about eifer. I'm not going into it. In Torah, ashes has a lot of connotations, interesting halachic connotations, interesting sugyas in halacha about eifer. Is eifer a metzias chadasha? Or it's the Matthias that was just reconstructed. And that is halachic ramifications. I'm not going into that now. Eifer doesn't just mean I'm nothing. When Avraham Avinu says, Eifer on you, Eifer va'ofa on you, it doesn't mean I'm nothing. I'm garnished. I'm a bit of dust. That's not what he meant. So I'm not going into that now. There's sugya, that's a sugya on its own. What's Eifer va'ofa? Gam la'acha she'yered ma'al gabe mizbeach hu noisa okud on gobov. Okay, we don't know what these words mean, but even after he came down off the Mizbeach, it was like he was still bound on the Mizbeach. His whole life was focused, dedicated to be an Oile Tmima. Nothing for himself, nothing for himself. Kulu kulu la Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oile Tmima. So obviously, what's it got to do with me? Avram Avinu, I can understand, you know, keeping chesed le'yankev, but Avram, chesed for Avram, Avram was chesed, you know, and chesed to the boire, and Avram was, understood how choshev he was, and we'll see Yaakov, we can deal with as well, the Ben Amal of Chaveiro, but this intense focus on kulu, I don't exist, kind of, completely, where does that penetrate into my existence? That sounds like that. It's lovely, and I'm very proud to have a grandfather who did that, but what's it going to do with me? In order to understand Yitzhak, what it has to do with us, we're going to have to be misboinen in two very difficult subjects, two deep, serious subjects, which are really one subject. The first subject we have to discuss is what it means to live with Imun and Betochen. That's an ongoing discussion of ours. It's not a new discussion, but as you've learned by now, this is not a subject that you learn and then you've got it and you move on. This is a subject that's organic, it grows, it changes, you test it, you battle, you struggle, you get up, you fall, you get up, you take three steps forward, you take two back. You know what I'm talking about? There's not something you just, oh yeah, now I got Betochen. Now I heard about the Betochen and I read through the Chovos HaLevavos once and I got Betochen and now I'm fine. No, it's not quite exactly like that, yeah? You know that. It's about a relationship, it's a voida, and it's dynamic and it keeps changing. So that's the first sugya we have to learn and we have to continue building and developing and understanding where that fits in. Yeah, that's the sugya of Imun and Betochen. Yesoda Betochen Bedoreni Hu Hitbotlus Muchletus. We'll see, we've spoken about this many times, that the Tochen is not just one clear psak halacha of which of the many shittas and approaches there are in the Tochen we pass in according to. We've mentioned this before, there's no clear psak on the Tochen. The Tochen is dynamic, it depends on the situation, on the times, on the person. But what's clear is that on a klal level, the avoid of the Tochen for us, and we're going to go into that in depth, is the Betochen of Rashi's Betochen. Don't worry about the future. You just accept whatever's happening now. Especially when something's happening. When nothing's happening, it's more easy to think about and talk about it. Yeah, you don't worry about the future. Whatever's happening, you just accept now. And it's timus, and you accept it. And don't worry about the future. Yeah, okay, lovely. But then when something starts happening, and you start, well, what's going to be tomorrow? How's this going to play out? Where? But what will they wear? So that we're going to have to deal with and grapple with, and it's ongoing work. It's not anything we arrive at a conclusion, continually battling and struggling with that. So that we'll deal with later. And then also we'll see the second topic he's going to deal with is going to be Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. which comes on the back of Betochen. We'll see. Keshiyudi chayv yodeh, ki kol anase bo'ilam, hakol uhu meis Hashem. When a person lives in a world and he knows, at least intellectually, he knows that everything comes from Hashem. Dahainu, sha'esek hamutzlach, sha'oso, or shia nifle shemoso, v'cheina oishis zochobo, bono v'bnei beise hamutzlachim, kol elu lo bo lo mikoch krishonoisov, lo koich v'oitzim yori oise li esachai laze, ela kol hu miyad Hashem. So that's a mouthful. It means, what it means is that, what does it mean that everything's from Hashem? It means, at one level, everything that comes is from Hashem. The business deal I did that was mutzlach, the shear that I gave that was wow, the children, the grandchildren, mutzlachim, einu mutzlachim, kol elu, everything doesn't come because of my wonderful kishreinus and capabilities. I have to use those capabilities. Those needs to know his capabilities are and express them fully in a chinami. At the same time, he has to know that the result, the success, not from him. Lola chochem lechem. Yeah, that's the word there. Not koich veitzim yodi oisel yes a chayla ze, a kol miyad Hashem. Al pi machshoves eilu, ku mevatel gamre es ishiyoise, vizu mesiris nefesh. As a result of that, he mevatels completely himself. We understand what that means as well. That doesn't mean you become a nothing. Don't become a nothing. That was David HaMelech. I'll pursue my enemies. I'll overtake them. I'll kill them. I'll do everything. Fully actualized. And Hashem says, Ani oisekei. David HaMelech was totally mitbatel. He was less lamigami klum. He was nothing. That's Malchus. Those of you been coming on Friday morning, you know that. I'm sorry about Friday, last Friday. I just poshut team forgot about the Vaad. I'm sorry. I apologize to those of you who came. Sorry, the Corella from it. Bezrat Hashem next week, this week. So you've seen that Malchus is nothing of its own, and yet it's fully actualized. It's fully expressive. So that's David HaMelech. That's the concept of completely mevatling oneself to Hashem. That's where you become nothing. That's where you become everything. That's where we'll see Yitzhak Avinu. We don't remember Yitzhak because he was a nobody, because he was a nothing. Yitzhak wasn't a nothing. He was one of the Avos HaKadoshim. Vashnia, the second sugya that comes on the back of this is really the same sugya, is Kabbalah Shesurim Ba'ava, Ma'ali Kotla Kula, Ma'ali Katola Palga. What's the difference if I'm killed fully or I'm killed a little bit? That's from a Chazal, that's a Gemara in Baba Kama. What does it do? What difference does it make if you kill a person completely or kill him a little bit? Yisurim nechshovim kamisa b'miktsas. Yisurim are considered, we're going to thresh this out at length, are considered a type of death, a little bit of death. Every Yisurim a person has, even if it's at kedai, he puts his hand in his pocket and he thought he had 10 shekels and he has 9 shekels, as Yisurim, that's the Chazal Dostram as Yisurim. Even that's a little, it's a little stickle, it's a stickle misa. Haim ma'od chashuvim. We'll see that these Yusurim are ma'od mod chashuvim. Zechinu lichiyot bedor sheba choshech echas haaretz. We're living in a world where darkness covers the earth. Bilbul ha'deis and the confusion and the whole shiur, actually, we need to have that shiur one day, the shiur on bilbul ha'deis, what that midah is. Chavilin demikim soivivin oisoba kol tzad. The suffering, the unbelievable, there's no escape. They're poshut, be surrounded by untold suffering and problems and difficulties. And it's getting worse and worse. Kol elu hain bechinas hamisayris es hanefesh shelanu, bechinas ki alecha horganu kol hayoyim. Now we're not having the problem that, let's say, our ancestors had, where their problem was is when you went outside you got killed. Ki alecha horganu kol hayoyim. We said in Tachanun, on for your name, because of you Hashem, we're being murdered every day. Okay, so we're not being murdered, but all the yisurim and the suffering is a, what's the difference between a chetzi misa and a full misa? We've been killed every day with the yisurim. As Rabbi Noit Kaitzad Lamut Oise Misa Purta Al Kiddush Hashem. So no one's asking us to die Al Kiddush Hashem. We're being asked to live Al Kiddush Hashem, and as we mentioned before, that's much more difficult. But we have to learn how to do that properly. How do we die Al Kiddush Hashem with these sorts of little yusurim? How do we make that an avoid in Kiddush Hashem? Daniel Chayt Betech Yusurim Laman Shmoy Ba'ahava. That's a major task. Eh? We're being asked to live Betech Yusurim for your name's sake, Hashem. Okay, so that's, we've set ourselves a very awesome task here. Let's see, there was a question here somewhere. Somebody had something to say. No. So what was that? Just 1 second, sorry. No. Okay, it was said, I thought there was a chat here. Okay, so that's a difficult task we've given ourselves, yeah? Just first of all, to understand it intellectually. We have to first understand it properly. And then to live like that, just internalize a little bit. Bezrat Hashem, we'll see tomorrow. We'll take this and we'll build this slowly. And, everybody should have a good voch. Refers for Yeshua's Kol Klal Yisrael.
Amen. A good voch, Rebbe.
A good voch. You keep praying for me, Rebbe Yisrael. Keep davening for me.
What's the mother's name?
Leia. Mordechai Yitzchak ben Leia.
Foshlema.
Foshlema.
Rav Avram, where are you?
Hiding.
So I just want to switch off the recording here.